The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
It's time to hop in the car. Today's a great day to roll down the windows. Maybe the sunroof. If you've got a convertible, go ahead. Put the top down. It's just that good outside on this, the 18th day of April. Former President Donald Trump's hush money trial will resume. The jury selection is now done, seated. They started with seven today. Now they have got a total of 12 people seated. And as a result, they are set to begin that particular trial. As the president is on trial right now, facing those 30-some charges, the proceedings in Judge Juan Merchant's courtroom marked at times by fire exchanges over old Facebook posts of prospective jurors, as the president has already pleaded not guilty to 34 counts of falsifying business records related to a $130,000 payment allegedly made to adult film actor Stormy Daniels at the end of the 2016 election cycle. President Joe Biden accepting endorsements from at least 15 members of the Kennedy political family. This was during a campaign stop Thursday in Philadelphia as he tries to undermine Donald Trump and marginalize the candidacy of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Kerry Kennedy, who is a daughter of the former Attorney General Bobby Kennedy, niece of the former President John F. Kennedy, and sister of the current presidential candidate, delivered an endorsement in Philadelphia by calling Mr. Biden my hero. We want to make crystal clear our feelings that the best way forward for America is to reelect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris for four more years, she said. And while she never directly mentioned her brother, she insisted there are only two candidates with any chance of winning the presidency. She framed the campaign as a choice between Biden and Trump with no room for a third party contender. The president, Joe Biden, imposing new sanctions on Iran, targeting its missile and drone program after an attack on Israel last weekend. Mr. Biden saying in a statement that the sanctions speak to the commitment he and fellow leaders of the group of seven leading industrialized nations made to collectively ramp up economic pressure on the Iranian government. Biden also noted that U.S. allies were issuing additional sanctions and measures in an effort to curtail Iran's destabilizing military programs. The United Kingdom announced sanctions against Iranian military figures and organizations. European Union leaders also said this week they would increase sanctions against Iran. Salmonella outbreak from Trader Joe's, all tied back to herbs sold in 29 states. Trader Joe's recalling those packaged herbs linked to a multi-state salmonella outbreak. According to the grocery chain, the product is from Infinite Herbs and it's organic basil, sold in 2.5-ounce clamshell containers between February 1st and April 6th in 29 states, as well as Washington, D.C. There have been 12 reports in seven states of people infected with salmonella, an organism that can cause serious or fatal illness, according to federal officials. One person has been hospitalized at this point. The U.S. will likely enact a law that would ban TikTok in the United States unless it cuts ties with its Chinese parent company. Well, it's on path to quickly get to President Joe Biden's desk and be signed into law. The bill, which has the backing of the president and key members of Congress, would allow the administration to ban the popular video sharing app nationwide if it does not divest from China-based ByteDance within 1 year. Similar bill already passed the House in a lopsided bipartisan vote of 352 to 65. That happened back in March, but it's been stalled in the Democratic-controlled Senate, where the Commerce Chairwoman, Maria Cantwell from Washington, has been looking to put her mark on the bill. Well, now the House is planning to package a slightly revised TikTok bill with billions in foreign aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, all but guaranteeing the potential TikTok ban will become law. Also today, man suspected of aiding Zelensky's assassination plot has been arrested in Poland. He is from Poland, arrested on allegations of being ready to help Russia's military intelligence in an alleged plot to assassinate Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, according to prosecutors in Poland. The Office of Poland's National Prosecutor saying in a statement, the man, identified only as Paweł K., was accused of being prepared to pass airport security information to Russian agents, and that he was arrested in Poland on Wednesday. Scotland pauses prescriptions on puberty blockers for transgender minors. Scotland's sole clinic for treating transgender youths announced that it's pausing new prescriptions of puberty blockers. Shadyford, which is the health clinic in Glasgow, it's operated by Scotland's National Health Service, saying in a statement that it's indefinitely pausing new prescriptions of the medication for people under 18 who are experiencing these gender incongruences. Patients who are already undergoing treatment will not be affected. They said, we are committed to providing the best possible clinical care for young people, accessing and understanding the distress that gender incongruence can cause. While this pause is in place, we will continue to give anyone who's referred to the Young People Gender Service the psychological support that they require. Well, we review the pathways in line with the findings. Governor Shapiro says standardized tests in K-12 in Pennsylvania will be moving online by 2026. Pennsylvania students soon will start taking those standardized tests, something other than a paper and a pencil. Standing among rows of books at the Northgate Middle School Library, the governor announced that change, which begins in 2 years, an effort to reduce the amount of time students spend taking the Pennsylvania Keystone exams and the Pennsylvania System of School Assessment, or the PSSAs, each year. Officials with the Pennsylvania Department of Education are also creating new benchmarking tools that will help students master necessary skills before they are tested. Allegheny County and the city of Pittsburgh could be facing another wave of commercial property assessment reductions this year. In all, 1,277 commercial assessment appeals were filed before April 1st. That's just below the 1,400, give or take, filed last year when some of downtown's biggest skyscrapers got massive cuts in their taxable value. As a result of appeals, another 5,921 residential appeals were filed by the deadline, and that brings the total number for the year up to 7,198. If successful, commercial challenges could once again upend the budgets of not only Pittsburgh Public Schools, but also the city and the county, which are already facing millions of dollars in refunds for 22-23 tax years. And finally, Washington County getting $9.4 million to expand internet connections. Some 40,000 locations in 42 Pennsylvania counties getting that speedy online access. And it could be as soon as the end of the year, following the approval of $204 million in federal grants for broadband infrastructure and line extensions. The Pennsylvania Broadband Development Authority voted unanimously to endorse the grants, ranging from $10 million each to a dozen internet service providers for 53 projects in areas across the state of Pennsylvania that have inadequate broadband service. The work is required to be done by December 2026, but some projects, they say, will be done this year. And that is today's Drive at 5. Those are the stories driving headlines on this, the sunny 18th day of April.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.